The situation in Central African Republic is worsening. Since 2013 to 2016, 24 humanitarians have been killed while, providing humanitarian assistance in Central African Republic. This means that the situation is really bad. As all this is happening, we also notice that the humanitarian access is drastically shrinking, and there is an increase on the attacks of civilian population. When there are attacks on civilian population, they usually displace to areas deemed safe, and that means that the humanitarian needs are increasing. This increasing humanitarian needs are coming amid a time when the humanitarian financing or appeal for Central African Republic is badly funded. Of the 532 million that the appeal asked for Central African Republic, only 34% have been funded.
Looking forward towards 2017, overall, how many people in the country will be in need, and do you think you'll be able to reach all of them?
Yeah, we have got 2.2 million people who are in need of humanitarian assistance. We do hope that we will be able to access them, given the assumption that the security will improve and that the humanitarian financing will also improve the situation. Because for 2017, the humanitarian community is appealing for close to $400 million to be able to provide assistance to half of the population, which is 2.2 of the 4.6 million people in Central African Republic.
And is there an understanding of why humanitarian workers are increasingly being attacked?
It is our collective analysis that some of the cases are a direct attack, while others would be collateral. And what I mean by collateral is that being in a wrong place at the right time, because it is important to note that beyond the humanitarian attacks, there are thousands of civilians who are also being attacked by the same people, armed unidentified men, who also attack the civilian population. So it is really difficult to identify which one is a direct attack, but we also note that there are thousands of civilians also attacked.